Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolic. Round the world, dedicated to the memory of Joseph Arion. I don't know where my engineer is, but you know, one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, well, I'm still a kid, was Gene Shepherd. He used to come on the radio, WOR, Gene Shepherd. He wrote for the Village Voice. What a character. And he come on and tell all these stories about when he was a kid, you know, and all of his friends, Flick, Gasser, Schwartz, you know, and they had a gang, see, but it wasn't like the gang that you know. Yeah, I mean, not the bad kids, you know. They used to get in mischief, you know, all kinds of stuff. So the gang was called the Unstoppables. And Gene Shepherd used to tell these stories. And he's the guy who narrated the Christmas story. You know, Ralphie, you're going to poke your eye out. And this is the time of year when they show that, you see. So it kind of reminded me of Gene Shepherd, the great writer. He's a great writer. And funny, I never read any of his writing. I never knew what he wrote about, but I used to hear him on the radio, you know, and he was a real ad-libber, and he'd have music behind him on certain things, you know. And his theme when he came on the air was the racetrack theme, you know, the bugle. Who's the guy who wrote that song? Stephen Foster wrote wrote some racetrack song, you know. And
I like
he used to have
sound.
That. He used to have that as his theme. What?
I like the bugle sound.
Yeah, give me that. Where's my philosopher? Never mind bugles. Where's my philosopher?
Hold on.
All right. Inside and my buddy Gene Shepherd, he passed away. Beautiful guy. But I'm going to tell you a racetrack story later. My old man's a
gambler.
One more time. Limit. Hello there, folks. Your disabled friendly plot. I just retired from the White House. And I can tell you that the White House would look better black. Because it's too white. The fella comes up to me and says, gee, don't I know you? I said, I don't know, but I don't know if I want to know you. And he said to me, well, what are you doing here? What kind of business? What's your business? I said, my business is none of your business. He said, wait a minute. He says, I'm with the Secret Service. Not a secret anymore. Now everybody knows it. You told me. Oh, shut up. So I go in the White House. See? I said, I'd like to see Mr. Trump. Nice fellow. and Mr. President Trump, and he said, oh, you can't see him. Why not? Well, because it's very, very special. You gotta have an appointment. You gotta have credentials. Then you gotta have a nice suit on. Then you gotta have a certain color tie. Then you gotta come in and you gotta announce yourself, and it's gotta be all kinds of formal letters and all that. And I said, wait a minute, I don't have that long to live. Yeah. So you see, whatever happened to the politicians where you could go in there, City Hall or any place like that, and knock on the door and say, hello there, Mr. Mayor, how are you today? You know, politicians, most of them are not like that anymore. They play hard to get, and they play get to hard. Yeah. And you can't even talk to them. That's part of why we can't get help, see? I mean, if I could go in there in the White House, I'd say, oh, come on, Miss Parochi. Sign that stimulus. Go ahead. Come on, I'll help you. Give me the pen. Come on, you know. I mean, nice little things, you know. Be nice. The politicians be nice to us. Imagine the kind of world it would be if that was the case. Everybody would die of shock. There would be no more, the Undertakers would love it. Yeah. So would the graveyard. And all the people, morticians. They would love it if the politicians were friendly, because people would die of Kasumbia. Who? Kasumbia.
What's that?
Kasumbia.
What's that?
What the hell is that? Oh, Kasumbia, that's when you don't know it's going to happen, but it happened, but you can't believe it, but it didn't really happen because you can't, it did, but it didn't. Oh, shut up. Get out of here. All right, inside we got the Laura Hardy coming up with the vaccine.
That's it.
And we got Jimmy Dinigan with Jimmy about how he was wishing that the school would burn down.
We got to get some mischief music for Jimmy.
Dinigan was crazy. I mean, he was out of his mind, you know.
We gotta and get some
he goes up. To,
like,
he goes up to we're sitting in a school there, you know.
Yeah.
Bunch of kids. What do we know? You know, most of us are blind or stupid. I mean, but you know, but we're sitting there, and all of a sudden Jimmy gets up and he says, "Miss Mom, what would happen if the school burned down?" And she goes, "Jimmy, sit down."
Hey, I have
what would happen, Miss Mop? The school burned down. Jimmy, stop talking. And then Janie got all, Jimmy, don't say that. That's horrible. I'd be scared. Miss Mop, the school going to burn. No, Janie, now be still. Well, why did Jimmy say that? I don't know. Now, Jimmy, don't come out with these ridiculous statements. Well, I'm just trying to be nice. The school burned down. We didn't have to go to school no more. We smell good, too. Oh, shut up. Jimmy, sit down.
Smell good, too.
And the whole class was in an uproar. And then he said, get up 10 minutes later. I want the school burned down, Miss Mom. I want to pull the fire alarm. Oh, get Jimmy.
I think he wanted to just pull the fire alarm.
You wanted to pull the alarm. You know, we, in those days, we had the firebox.
Oh, I know, the bar. You had to break
the corner.
Box, the glass.
You know, and you go down the corner,
the
and if you thought there was a fire, you know, you'd pull the damn thing. And the fire engines would come and everything with the hoses, and they'd start yelling and all that.
I want to hear him yell, Miss Mark.
Jimmy, shut up.
Wait a minute. Those things, I remember, used to have glass covering them, and you break, right? Same thing?
Used to have what?
Glass covering it, right? Break. You break,
you
broke
you
the
had
glass
to open it up.
With a hammer. Yeah, you had to open it up. You broke it with a hammer.
And then you could pull the lever.
And then you pull the lever. That's right.
I don't know about a hammer. What hammer?
Oh, you didn't have no hammer?
Well, you hit
well,
somebody in the head with
it. Well, I guess they wanted to make it for little kids.
That's all you needed was a hammer in my neighborhood. Forget it. Nobody would be left alive.
Not a real hammer.
Don't
no
give
hammer to
these
clothes.
Crazy kids a hammer on the corner. Are you kidding me? The cops would all retire.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. And we got Lauren Hardy coming, vaccine. And Louie will be here later.
You might have looked like we were a good neighborhood, Frank. But, oh, boy, we still had some bad kids, too.
Oh, we had a lot of mischievous, you know.
Yeah, mischievous kids in our neighborhood, too.
Yeah, before we go to the commercial, now I got to tell you a story. My old man was a gambler, see. I mean, he was a religious gambler. Did you ever see it? You know what a religious gambler is?
They
walk around with the Bible, see. You know, you know what the Bible is when you're a gambler, right?
It's the newspaper.
The horse paper.
Yep.
So he always had this paper clenched under his arm, see?
Yep.
And he's going down the corner because he wants to...
He
went down the corner, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a day because he wanted to make sure that he had the latest results. Wait a minute, I got to go get the results. He'd be saying that every hours, you know.
Did he ever?
I got to take the dog out. I may as well get the results, you know.
Nope.
I got to let the cat in. I may as well get the results, you know. I said, Dad, what? I said, Dad, what's the results? Never mind, boy. You wouldn't understand.
What the results,
huh? So he used to sit there with the paper, see. He was crazy. Oh, he'd go to the racetrack, and to him it was like going to church, you know, with the priest and all that bobble stuff, you know. So this one day, my mother says, I want to go to the racetrack. I've never been there, Frank. And she says, wait a minute, friends, you won't like it.
What do you mean? I want to get a hot dog with mustard and all that.
So she puts on the coat. She gets all dressed up. You know, my mother was a show-off.
Yeah.
Gets all dressed up. And he takes her to the racetrack. They go down the corner, get the bus. They had to go all the way up to Saratoga.
Yo.
You know.
Yeah.
Saratoga and the racetrack.
Yeah.
You know,
the big one, yeah.
And then I think there was one in Queens, but anyway. So he goes to the racetrack with
there's
her
one in Queens.
And they go in and I got the story later, but they go in and my mother sees all these weird guys, you know, one guy has no shoes on. The other guy's got all torn pants. Another guy has a suit on backwards. He's got the jacket on backwards. And the old lady says, "What's wrong with all these people, Frank?" They're not. Even my father goes, "They're normal."
They're normal.
Normal. This guy over here, his ass is sticking out. How do you mean he's normal? What happened to his pants?
Well, then my father tried to explain it to her. You know? Well, you see, they come here with all their money, and they lose their money, and then they get mad, and some of them, they rip their clothes, friends. It's no, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. What happened to his shoes?
Yeah, he probably ran out of the house and forgot them home. He had to make the first race.
Woo!
So they're over there, all these weird cats. Then there was one woman there. she's there with her husband. See, the Jewish couple. They got plenty of money, mm-hmm. huh? Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
So she's telling him, "I want you to bet now this horse what I tell you." He goes up to the window and says, "Give me $20 on number 3. And she goes, "No, you're stupid. Number 4, not 3. So the guy put down number 4. He heard her yell, you know. So then they go up and they're watching the race. And they're off, you know. And there goes number 4 out. Final link. Number 3 is trimmed. You know, and they're going on and on. And the winner is number 3. You stupid son of a bitch. Why didn't you play number 3? I told you. You told me number 4, Becky. I mean,
his
you want to see
would
some
have
characters.
Been play every one of them so he wouldn't lose.
Yeah. Go to the racetrack. Tell you. Then, in the whole thing, see, my mother's all fascinated watching these people. You know, she never saw this before. All these maniacs. You know? So while Mom is watching all these people, the old man wanders away. He saw a couple of his friends. You know, they're gonna analyze. See, they analyze the horses. What do you know about this horse, George?
What do you know about
that horse is wonderful. He threw me a kiss. I said, "What? Yeah? Gee, I gotta bet that." And they're all figuring out what they're gonna bet. Now, when they do that, I gotta explain this.
It brings it up.
When they do that, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They're in another planet, another world. You see. So all of a sudden he turns around, my father says, "Holy smokes, where's my wife?" Ma
got
lost. It's easy to get lost in a racetrack. Let me tell you, all those people running around, and then they run up to the window. They run. They don't care who the hell's in the way, too. Holy smokey. They'll run right over you.
What happened to her, anyway? I forgot the story.
So she got lost, and the old man couldn't find her. And, come time, I guess he lost all his money. he had to get home. So he went home. He went home without her.
God, how'd she get home?
Woo!
The
he left her there.
She left her
And
there.
We're all worried about Mom. And in those days, you didn't have a phone. You know, no such thing as a cell phone, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we're all worried about Dad, where's Mom? I forgot her. He forgot the racetrack. So all of a sudden, we didn't sleep good, you know, which worried about. All of a sudden, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I hear the door, the key, you know, and Mom comes in and my "You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! You left me in a damn place with all those weirdos!"
How did she get
Some
home?
Guy tried to pick me up. It's a good thing I had a few dollars on me.
She's lucky she did. How did she get home?
And that's the story, boy. That's a true story.
How'd she get home? She got a cab.
She had to take the bus and the train and all that. That's why it took us all. 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 in the morning. 4 in the morning. Oh, God.
Well, the moral of the story is if you're going to have a Bible, make sure it's the Holy Bible, not the horse Bible.
That's right. That's right. I don't think he ever
inside
with Polly's cousin ever again.
Brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Oh, I got two giant bottles of rescue joint.
Thank you, Joanne. I'll thank her for you.
What do you call that stuff? What's the name of it?
Arc Naturals Arc. Joint Rescue.
Arc Rescue
the
joint
best.
Stuff. Two big bottles. I mean, these people don't mess around. You know, these are the real people. Big East, Taquito Rescue.
That's right.
Hey, that fits right in. They are a rescue. All right. Inner Sight, I want to thank them so much for all the help. Big East, 609-388-7004, adopting Taquito. Joanne Diamond, a real angel on earth. All right.
Yes, she is.
Around the world, Follies, Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York, Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. 631-888-1186. Yeah. Get a good house. Get me one, too, while you're at it, will you? All right.
We have a lot of people we need to house. Right, Frank? A nice big one. So we need little sections that we could put people in, right?
Oh, yeah, that's all I need is all those weirdos around me. Forget it. I'd lose my mind entirely.
No, you know which weirdo. You know which weirdo. Hey, you wouldn't mind my
all
mom
right,
living
in sight.
There. You like my mom.
All the beautiful.
You like Rosie. Hey.
Beautiful
like
children
me, you know,
of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child.
Mm.
And we remember all those. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ali, all those. Always love them and memorialize them. All right. Around the world, Toro Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, named after a dog.
Yeah, it is.
Good Mojo, and SuttonInsurance.com. All right. Oh, I got a joke about a dog.
Uh-oh.
Later on. But let's see, what else we got? Able News. Duty Able News.
Yes.
Good.
Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign the petition, change.org. You know, if I did a column in Able News, you know what kind of column I would like to have? I'd like to have a column making fun of disabled people.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd enjoy
That'd
helping
be cool,
you
man.
With that. I'd help you.
That'd be cool.
I'd do it like the philosopher style.
You know,
that'd
a nice
fun.
Column like that.
What kind
anyway,
of
Inner Sight.
No.
What's up with those personals? We haven't done those in a while.
We haven't. Would you like to see if I
personals.
Can take a look?
Yeah, dig them up.
Okay.
I mean, I hope they're not dead, but dig them up anyway.
Hold
All
on,
right, the
on.
Biting Buzzard is here. And the Biting Buzzard will be, if we have time, for the Jimmy Dinigan burn down the school scene. Biting
okay,
Buzzard.
Biting Buzzard's looking for that? All right. Hold on, let me
it's
look
be,
in the meantime.
Part of that. All right, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, Nobody Starves Long Island. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Gary, 631. A lot of people would like to starve Long Island. All right. 631 484-3085. Talk to Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical. Nobody starves on Long Island. And the Long Island Connection has a, I think, today's the 11th, right? Tomorrow. Long Island Connection, Hempstead. Go on their Facebook. They got some kind of an event to help disadvantaged families. All right, in Hempstead, Long Island. And my buddy, Bobby, Rocco, Terry, you know, part of that Long Island Connection. All right, around the world, Inside Follies, and let's see. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Now there's a kid in school, see. Jimmy Dinigan was he was wild. He had a wild imagination, see? And one day he got it in his head that what would happen if the school burned down, he wouldn't have to go to school anymore. See, I remember this. So he comes in and we're all sitting there, you know, trying to do our math or whatever it was. And Jimmy jumps up and he says, "Miss Ma," he says, "Miss Ma, what would happen if the school burned down?" And Janie says, "Oh no, please, don't let it burn down, please, I'm scared of fire." "Don't worry, Janie, I'll save you, I'll throw you out the window." Woo! And Miss Ma said, "Jimmy, sit down." And he's, you know, he's fidgeting with his arithmetic slate with the type, you know, and trying to figure out his example, and he's going on and on and on about the school. "Now I want the school burned down. I want to ring the fire alarm, you know." And while the school is burning down, I'm going to sing a song. "Jimmy, don't you dare pound in the rim under the glass. If you know, I ain't getting up your ass." Oh, man. Then they sent him down to the principal, Kramer. Mr. Kramer, he was a little short, fat guy, you know, bald. And the biting buzzard followed Jimmy down to the principal's office. And Jimmy went in and he's sitting down, and Kramer says, "Why did I ever get promoted?" "What did you do now, Jimmy?" "I didn't do nothing. I just done when the school burned down." "What?" Kramer freaked out. "Do I have to call your mother?" "I tell her to bring a whole bunch of matches, Mr. Kramer." "What?"
"Woo! Guess what, Frank? We don't have any."
And Kramer says, "What's that noise?"
I ain't no noise. "Oh, that's my bird."
"What? You brought a bird to school?"
"It's a biting buzzard."
"Jimmy, I can't take it anymore. I'm too old for this."
"Oh, you're not old, Mr. Kramer. You're only 59. That's not old."
"Oh, 59. You're not going to make it to 65.
Woo! Yeah, so...
poor guy.
I don't know what they did with Jim. They, I don't know if they suspended him or what, but...
For saying that?
Oh, man. That
he
was
wanted
funny.
To be out of school, so...
School burned down.
No, I probably would have kept him in school, put him in his own room, and made him do a lot of homework. Alone.
Nah, you don't do that with Jimmy.
Why? He would have gone
crazy?
He'd
never do it.
He'd never do it? Oh, I'd have somebody sit there with him. You know who
you
would be patient enough
to
do it?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
sound like you're so far away. Anyway.
Is that better? Is that a little better?
Yeah. Anyway, that was Dinnigan, and you know, they sent them home because they couldn't take it anymore for that day.
Oh, for that day.
And I think everybody in the class had nightmares about the school burning down.
Oh, no.
Especially Janie.
Poor Janie.
And then the next day we came in and Janie says, Miss Ma, I smell smoke. Oh, stop that, Janie.
I smell smoke.
Hey, maybe that's it. And the school's going to burn down now. Jimmy, be still.
And Joe McElroy is sitting there forever banging his fingers on the desk.
No,
you
that's
know,
his habit.
He thinks he's a drummer.
Well, yeah,
all right, in sight. Frolic.
Hold on.
give me some Lauren Hardy.
We have a caller if you want to do that in a bit, too.
What?
We have callers. Hold on.
Yeah, give me some Lauren Hardy.
First, and then you'll take the callers?
And then we'll take a phone call, yeah.
Okay. All right, Lauren Hardy, hold on. Hold on.
Lauren Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, and Cora Hack a Vaccine. I call this. Now, don't be a big baby.
Well, I don't want to, I'm not a big baby. I'm a little baby. Never mind. It's only a little perk of a needle. But a needle? I can't take needles. I swell up. Well, don't worry. I'll be right there with you. Yeah, but last time you fainted. And you almost broke the floor. Don't get smart. Now, come along to the doctor. We're going to make sure that you don't get the Cora Hacker. Cora who? Cora Hacker. Cora Hacker. Oh, wait a minute. I already had that. What do you mean? Well, I was married to a girl named Cora, and she was some yakker. What? What are you talking about? That's not the Cora Hacker. It's a virus. And it's very serious. So much so that it can ruin your life. Now, do you want that? Well, I'd rather have my wife ruined than my life. I'll take me chances. And look what happened over there in my country, in England. My 90-year-old grandmother took that stuff. And look what happened to her. She had allergies. Allergies? Yeah. You mean she broke out? No, she was already out. She started hitting people on the street. And they didn't know why. And one fella, she hit him and she knocked him right across the street. Boy. Your grandma sure has power. Well, of course, she used to whack me every once in a while. How come you think I'm so smart? Never mind. Come on. We're gonna be late for the Cora Hacker needle. Well, that's good.
No, be quiet. There's a lot of sick people in here, see? We have to be nice and quiet and peaceful. What's the matter with him? Well, I told you there's a lot of sick people, see? They can't help it because they didn't get the quarter hacker vaccination. Now, do you want to be like that? Oh, what choice have I got? Oh, get in there. No, doctor, he's here to get the vaccination. Oh, yeah? All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, he can count. What's 1, 2, 3, 4? Well, there are 4 types of vaccination, see? This one is for when you get it. This one is for when you don't get it. This one is for when you don't want it. And this one is... I forgot. He forgot. Wait a minute. He's going to give me the one he forgot. Ollie, did you hear that? There's 4 different ones. How do you know which one to take? Well, now don't worry about it. I have a paper here, see? It explains the whole thing to me. Now, wait a minute. But what did it say?
Okay.
What did it say? I don't know. I didn't go to that school. But what school did you go to?
Woo!
I went to the poop school. Poof! Oh no, let's get out of here. Woo!
Sounds like praying or something. Shoot. And everything comes right. Is what it is.
Woo! Yeah, that's about how it's going to be if you ever go to take that poison. Run, 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 run. All right, here's a sight. Oh, did you hear what happened with Mr. Biden?
Uh-oh, what happened?
Biden got the boot.
Yeah, I heard the other way around, unfortunately.
He got the boot, and it wasn't from Mr. Trump either. It was from his dog.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the way he to wear a boot.
Boot, yep, for his foot.
I wonder if he still got that boot. Now, wait a
minute. Yeah, he does.
Wait, that might be the new style. 2 different boots.
Yeah.
I can just see now. I can just see Gabriel now with that. A blue boot and a white boot. 2 different boots.
No, a presidential boot. A presidential boot.
A plaid boot and a striped
yeah.
boot. I don't know. I'm not wearing that. All right. Biden got the boot.
Biden
All right.
got the boot.
In a sight. We got any callers?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to that
view. Who we got?
Hold your horses. We got some callers here. All right. Let's see. We got Louie. We've got Maureen. And that's it.
Oh.
Maureen,
all right, well,
in the beginning of the show, by the way.
let's take Maureen's call, and then we got to get Louie in there.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Follies. Around the world.
Maureen.
Now, whatever you
Hello
do,
there.
Don't take your girlfriend to a racetrack and leave her there.
Yeah, right?
Unless you want to get rid of her.
I didn't hear what you had said, Suzanne, about at the beginning of the show. I didn't hear what you said about me at the beginning. I didn't hear what you said when you were introducing me to come on. Suzanne?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh,
what
just
happened?
Just now when you said something. Oh.
Oh no, I said he is then, Maureen. That's all.
No,
I know.
You said something about the beginning since the beginning of the show. I don't know.
Yeah, to him.
I don't know.
She's been on since the beginning of the show.
Oh, she said Maureen has been on the line.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear because I was transferring my phone from speaker to non-speaker, so I didn't hear what exactly you had said.
While
I'm listening, I listen on
the
speaker.
I said something about you. I'm like, I don't remember saying anything.
All right.
I ought to do a
I thought of something.
Well,
I'll do a comedy show at the nursing home, but they wouldn't like it.
What? That'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Ah, they wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Of course, some of the things I'll say about it.
Well,
wouldn't be so funny.
True.
I see what you mean. Well, I got to talk to my mom again today, so that was good. But you know, this is really getting. I mean, I sit here and I think, how long are we going to be kept away from our loved ones? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is like some POW camp or something. I mean, really and truly.
Yeah.
How much longer are we going to have to be separated? This is cruel.
I was thinking about that.
Really,
too much.
I'm sorry.
I gotta find out if I can go.
Cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
I mean, I might. Oh.
Cruelty to us.
You know, I used to go for the COVID test, right? I haven't gone in a few weeks because, of course, there were no visitors. Well, I used to go, and, you know, there'd be some people there. I mean, some were for COVID tests, some weren't. Well, what a mess it has become. Now, I go today, and I said, you know, I have to, I was sitting there for a bit, and then, we're going to take you as, you know, quick as possible, and we know you're handicapped. So, because the other day when I called, the guy said they'd take me, you know, right away. Well, it wasn't right away, but, because here's what the plan is that they're doing. You go in, you give them your name and your, you know, text. They'll text you to come back 4.5 to 5 hours later.
Oh,
well,
geez.
I can't do that. I take a cancer ride. So, you know, I mean, this is ridiculous. Truly.
Why do they want you to come back?
Well, why can't they just do it? Well, I don't know. Maybe the lines would be too long. I don't know. Why are the lines longer now? Because
I know why they want you to come back.
In the past? Mm-hmm.
No, I know why. They need time to make the poison. They got a dream.
I have two letters from the nursing home that came today. My roommate has to read them to me yet, but wanted to eat dinner in peace first. I don't know why there were two here. I have to see what that's about. I told my mom today. I had a conversation with her. I said, you know,
I'm sorry.
Do you think you should really take it? You know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Susan.
I said of all the times that they know that you're, you know, your mother's there, and you yourself, you know, are visually impaired. They can't give you a, you know, something that you can read.
I've told them that a million times. I've spoken to them that, you know, goes in one head and out the other, as my mom used to say. You know.
Yeah. Obviously.
You know they got
you know?
they got four different kinds of poison. Did you know that?
Yeah,
yes, I've heard.
One's worse than the other. Did you hear what Trump said to the guy, the head of the FDA?
Yeah, I heard it.
He says if you don't pass that
say?
By Friday, you're fired.
Oh.
That's what he said. Exactly what he said.
Well,
in
Canada and Britain,
that's what he said.
In Canada and Britain, they were already being given out, but not here. And here's
right.
where it was developed.
Yeah,
well, that's part of their major plan.
What's he going to say when they, if he passes it, and a whole bunch of people die from it?
I had a talk with him today.
He's going to say it wasn't
mine. I had
mine.
A talk with him today, and I said, you know, I don't think you really should take it. So I said, what do you think? Because I said they haven't really tested it on elderly people.
Like that stuff.
I mean, I'm not taking it. Thank God for the time it's been around this. Even if it's true virus, half of it I don't even believe is true. I swear I don't. Half of this I don't believe is true. But say the other half is, but the time that it's been around, thank God I've been safe. So why should I get shot up with this virus that might make me sick? Well, what? You know?
You're not the only one who feels that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're not the only one who feels that way.
No, and did you hear this? I don't know who she is here. Rosenthal, I think, is her name. She's trying to get up a thing that everybody has to be vaccinated for it. So we have our rights are being taken away every day.
No, wait. You can't do that if people are allergic, and I'm not going to go for that. I can't.
Well,
I'm allergic. I have very bad allergies, and I'm not going to go for that.
Right.
My list of allergies are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to make me take something I am allergic to. She'll kill me.
Right.
Forget it.
Who's Rosenthal?
I don't know what her position is in the the city or state. I don't know what. I just heard her name. I'm sure it was Rosenthal. She wants to get up that everybody has to be given it.
Which poison did she take?
I don't know. Something that
probably
really
none. That's why she's still alive.
Right?
Yeah, I know. There's four different ones. How do we know what one's going to the nursing home or not? And then it has to be 95 degrees below zero.
You don't know anything.
It's never going to work out.
You don't know anything. Well, you know what? I'm not worried about it at this point. I'm really not. I'm not.
It's only for... If it weren't for her, because I don't... You know, I just have had enough of these... dictators and Gestapos in this city and state. Really, you know? And now he's going to close the restaurants again. And he's just killing the state and the city, too. He's just taking it out on the city for whatever reason. And, you know, really. He's just, I don't know what his idea is, but he has ruined New York for good. I don't think New York's ever going to bounce back. I really truly don't. And if
it
does,
it'll take...
Well,
write another book about it.
I think it could be called I Ruined New York.
I think all of them have first book could have been
Cuomo Fairy Tales.
Yeah, right.
If he thinks
that's
he did
a good
time. Job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, all of them really have done a little bit of their own job in all the states. Seriously. It's been bad this year. I never seen anything like
that. Well,
it in
not
my entire
all
life.
The states. A certain color states have been really ruined. California and New York are the two worst, and Jersey's another one that are messes totally. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, I mean, what's his face over in Jersey? Murphy. He let
too
many
we had a governor
get,
in New Jersey. The governor of New Jersey was so fat he couldn't even get in his office.
Oh, that was Christie, right?
What's his name?
Chris Christie.
Casey, that's it.
Casey,
it's Murphy now. Murphy's the governor now. But, I mean, they can't. How long are they going to keep us apart? This is December. This garbage started in March. I've seen my mom... Nine little visits. Yeah, really.
We gotta get Louie in.
Yeah, we.
Maureen.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Maureen.
Okay, take care, guys. Okay, bye.
All right, hang on. Let me just get to the other one. All
right,
hang on. Yes, we do. We have time.
All right, In a Sight. Frolic. Television. Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Louis Rivera on Inner Sight.
And here he comes.
And live. Here he is, the great Louis Rivera.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready for you.
My name is Vito Corleone, and welcome to Frolics on Inner Sight.
Hey, Vito. Hey, Mr. Corleone. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in the day, waiting for the holidays, you know. And I want to thank the, that lady, Vanna. She's so hilarious. I talked to her on the phone about 3 weeks ago. I'm doing Gilda Ragnar on the Frolics on the Friday night. Talking to Pat. We're talking to Chitty Chatty with Pat Cooper, and showing the ding-a-ling and everything, and talking, giving out the
ding-a-ling.
Whoa!
She's not showing her ding-a-ling. I hope not. You don't have a ding-a-ling.
No ding-a-ling. Somebody else.
somebody else is showing their ding-a-ling on the show. Well, that's pretty steep, you know.
Tickle.
Hey, Louie, I got a question for you. Hold on.
What is it, Frank Ferrino?
Who was Tito Rodriguez?
He's a Latin band leader from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, Latin, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Is he still alive?
1973, he passed away of leukemia. February 4th, 1973. 50 years old.
Oh, he was young, man.
Yeah.
Young guy.
Yeah, 50 years old. I think the Rodriguez sing, Dime cuando tu verás.
There you go.
Dime cuando. Si me irá a pasar. Cuanto lo ya termina. Vuelva la paloma. Es tu palo mal, si me la que fuera para recordar. Paloma viene en Estados Unidos. Quien no quiere saber dónde yo quiere le pegar la amiga paloma. Vuelva la paloma, es tu palo mal. Mire la que buena para recordar. I remember that one.
All right. Tito Rodriguez.
All right.
The great Tito
yeah.
Rodriguez.
I remember he sings boleros too.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Boleros?
Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Danda. I'm talking to Frank Ferrino and Susanna Taurasi Ferrero on the Frolics on a Friday night. I talked to Tito Rodriguez while giving out the letter to a Puerto Rican lady.
And what'd you do?
Thank God, my kids. Listen, I throw a kiss to a Puerto Rican lady and give him kissy, 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 all that. And hello there. My name is Tito Rodriguez. I gave everybody a love letter to a Puerto Rican.
All right. In a sight.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, you know any Christmas songs? Give us a Christmas song.
Okay. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. There's a tree top is here, and children say, you hear love drops in the snow. I dreaming of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. With every Susan Ferrero I ride. May your day be merry and on bright.
Oh, jeez, oh my.
And they all be Susan Ferrasi be wise.
Oh, yay.
I just say I'm working on the inside. Join next Friday on the inner site where I do Roseanne and Dan, and we'll tell the story about Cooper talking to the ladies in one of the bathroom doors. I'm going to give everybody a love drop. All right. Don't forget to tune in next Friday, same time.
We'll see you next week in the bathroom.
On public access.
Okay. All right, Lou.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Lou.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Lou. You were great, man.
Thank you, Lou. All right.
Thank you very much, Roseanne and Dana speaking.
Okay, take care, Roseanne and Dana. Good night.
All right. In a sight. Frolics. And we didn't have too much time, but Gabriel's up to mischief.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is with him, but he's always getting in trouble. He went down to the library.
Uh-oh.
And he got mad because the library was closed, see. So he's a great mathematical genius, you know.
Mm.
He knows how to open doors. he figured out the locks, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mathematically, I don't know how he does it.
Mm.
So he opens the door and the alarm goes off. You know, you ever hear one of those alarms? You could hear them 5 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he got stuck.
Uh-oh.
He got stuck in the door. See?
Yeah, I see.
And he couldn't get out, and the cops came.
Uh-oh.
Boy, you really got stuck in it this time, didn't you, Gabe?
Yeah.
We got you red-handed.
Exactly, you know. I would have said that.
Where's your clothes? He had on the boxes and the boots.
What are you
trying to do here? You know, this is a respectable town in a library. You don't walk around like that with boots and boxes, especially in the colder weather. Well, I have to go to work, so go to work? Yeah, this is my work clothes. I'm dressed like this all the time. It's just work clothes. What kind of work do you... I work up on the roof, see? On the roof? Yeah, I fix ceilings that come down. Well, when I fix them, they don't come down. They don't come down and they don't go up. What? Where do they go? Nobody knows.
No,
get out of here. Come on, get them out of here. Boxes and boots. I never heard of such a thing. Inner Sight will be with you Monday, mad or glad. They don't go up and they don't go down. Gotta
don't
go,
go
someplace.
Around.
They're all around. I want to thank
all our
listeners. Inner Sight, phone number 631-224-3090. Co-host, engineer Suzanne. Everybody, thank you for listening. Hope you had
You're
a
welcome.
Little crazy fun.
Not
Stay away
fun.
From that vaccine stuff. Oh, that
yeah,
stuff is
please
horrible.
Know what's in it.
It'll destroy your life.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. See you Monday on the Mad or Glad. Around the world, Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a little fun. And remember, you go to a doctor, and if you hear that poof, get out of there.
You're gone.
Poof. Poof. Poof.